Today's world is difficult to recognize. Our experience and advanced analytics help you find the value amidst the volatility. Aon is in the business of better decisions.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, August 19th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. A major spending bill that became law this week gives $80 billion of new funding to the IRS. What will that mean for your tax return and your chances of getting audited?
The IRS has to hire and staff up. It has to train people. It's a tight labor market, and it can take 3 to 5 years for a top auditor to be fully trained and productive.
That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Coming up, we'll talk with her about what the new IRS funding will do and will not do, and what taxpayers need to know about it. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by the Ecolab Science Certified Program. With Ecolab's training and products, businesses can give their staff the tools they need to help maintain a safer and healthier space for their customers. Because better science equals better business. Find out how the Ecolab Science Certified Program can help your establishment achieve a scientific clean by visiting ecolab.com/seal.
The Federal Inflation Reduction Act is now law after President Biden signed it this week. It includes $80 billion in new funding for the tax man to be spent over a decade. So what will that mean for taxpayers? Joining me now is Laura Saunders, who covers taxes for The Wall Street Journal. Hello, Laura.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Great to have you here. So $80 billion. What does that get you when it comes to the IRS? New workers? What kind?
Well, it gets new agents. It gets new funding for systems modernization, for technology. You know, the IRS is auditing far fewer people than it did 10 years ago, and that's good for tax cheats and not good for honest taxpayers. And its workforce is aging. It's losing about 50,000 people over the next few years for attrition. And so the law calls for hiring about 87,000 people over 10 years. Many will replace people that are leaving.
The IRS already gets funding every year. It's about $13 billion this fiscal year, right?
Yes.
What is the reason for the new funding?
The rationale for the new funding is that the IRS's resources are so depleted that they need to be rebuilt. They're using computers from the early 1960s. When a machine breaks, it's no longer made, and so somebody has to fashion special parts for it. The idea, supporters say, is that this money will allow the IRS to do its job.
No Republicans voted for this bill in Congress, and at least one member of the party claimed armed tax collectors will show up at people's doors. Other Republicans said now the IRS will come after middle-income Americans who maybe just messed up their taxes by accident. How valid are these critiques?
Well, there won't be 87,000 new IRS agents with guns. Only a few special agents are allowed to carry guns. It's about 2,100 agents now, and they may hire a few hundred more, but that will still be less than the IRS had in the mid-90s. At that point, it was 3,500. Other people have said it will allow the IRS to come after middle-class taxpayers who made a mistake on their tax returns. The Treasury disputes this intensely. It says that no American earning less than $400,000 a year will stand a greater chance of audit.
Who do you think could expect to be audited? And at what income levels? When might we see that happening?
New audits, when they come, will not come quickly. The IRS has to hire and staff up. It has to train people. It's a tight labor market, and it can take 3 to 5 years for a top auditor to be fully trained and productive. I think that the hope by Treasury is that they will also use big data and artificial intelligence to figure out who is likely not to be reporting income. I talked to some tax professionals about what would the IRS look for. Well, it might look at capital gain transactions to look at the basis. It would look at collectibles. So they'll be looking at places where income is not reported. by third parties like employers and banks. They might look at foreign transactions, and they will certainly look at cryptocurrency.
So if somebody suspects they might be subject to an audit, how long do they have to get their tax house in order?
The statute of limitations is 3 years for smaller issues and 6 years for many major issues. But there's a big but. The statute of limitations doesn't start until the return is filed. So if someone never files a return, the statute of limitations isn't running at all. And people should keep that in mind. The other thing is that the interest rates are rising, because interest rates are rising generally. So as of October 1st, if you have an underpayment to the IRS, the interest rate is going to be 6%. Now, other quarters had lower interest rates, so you get a kind of a blended rate. But that's what people should know.
We've also reported on a backlog at the IRS, something like 17 million unprocessed paper tax returns for individuals and businesses. That's a lot of backlog. What will this new IRS funding do for it?
I think it's important to note the new funding does not directly address the backlog. The backlog has a great deal to do with the pandemic because the IRS was asked to do so many other things like sending stimulus checks. And these returns that haven't been processed are almost all on paper. However, the IRS is trying to make progress on the backlog, and Congress is really on this issue. This week, a group of 93 congressmen sent a letter to the IRS saying, when is this going to be solved? And I know that all parties would like it if the backlog were resolved by year end.
That was Laura Saunders, who covers taxes for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal.
I'm Paul Gigot, and you can join me, Kim Strassel, Kyle Peterson, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.